Blog Talk Radio.
Hey!
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Joint Heirs Magazine Blog Talk Show. We are back, and we are excited. I love that song. I was sitting over here bobbing and weaving and bobbing, and we love John P. Key.
Yes.
I love that song. I made it out all right. Yes, we did.
Yes.
I made it out all right. You just didn't make it out, but you made it out all right. So I just give God the glory. We are extremely excited tonight. We're back. We're live. So we want to give first of all, a shout out to those who are listening and who are tuned in, to our new listeners who are out there in France and the UK. Shout out to you. God bless you all. We thank you all for tuning in, for just taking the time out to tune in tonight and to tune in and just been listening to us. And we give God the glory for you and those who take out time, even during the time when you're on your job. So God bless you all. We see you, and we love you all. We do. We really love you all.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be on long tonight. I'm hoping that you all can hear me very loud and clear. I'm hoping that you can hear me. But I just want to give yield time for my sister as well. But, you know, when I get excited, because I be thinking about things that, you know, on a daily basis that we face and go through. So tonight, you know, we just want to be transparent. We just want to share and encourage not just the body of Christ, not just believers, but the whole entire world, you know. We just want to just encourage you tonight and uplift you. And we just want to give God the glory. So we just say thank you. Thank you for following us. Thank you for keeping up with us. And if you are not already, we encourage you to do so. So we're gonna take time and let my sister give her some time to share and whatever she wants to say. We're going to pray, and then we're going to go right on into the show.
I'm just glad to be here again on the platform of Joyce Magazine Blog Talk. We thank God. I think you've said everything that needs to be said, but we'll go straight into prayer. Lord, this gracious Father, we thank you for just another chance, another opportunity to just be here tonight, God, on the Joint Heirs Magazine Blog Talk Show. We give you the glory, give you honor, we give you praise, and we thank you, God, for all of the listeners all over the world, in every country, every state, every city that's tuned in tonight. And we pray that there will be something said, motivating, uplifting, encouraging to bless someone, God. And we give you the glory now. And your son, precious Jesus, Yahweh, Yahshua, the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And listen, let me read the scripture to us in our hearing. Psalms 118 and 14. Thank you, Kimberly, Minister Kimberly, for that prayer. Psalms 118, 14 through 16 says, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things." That was Psalm 118, 14 through 16. Kimberly and I, it's been a long day, but no matter what, you know, we face in on our daily walk and daily journey in this life, the Word of God tells us to count it all joy. So we experienced some things this morning, but nevertheless, God, we don't want to dwell on the negativity or what happened, but we give God the glory because it was just a divine setup. You know, God sets us up sometimes through our test, and that's why we have to know when it's a test. You know, that God, because normally or sometimes, oftentimes I'll say, God tests his people, and he does it for different reasons. Sometimes it's just to see or show us, because we don't have to show him anything. He already knows. But it's
Amen.
To show us where we're lacking in an area. Have we grown? Is there growth there? Have we matured there? And then he show us sometimes, he allow us, you know, to see sometimes that sometimes he exposes our enemies. Sometimes he do it to expose them, not to hurt anybody, but to show you. And it causes us, even through our tests and our trials, to continue to pray. Pray, you know, sometimes you be thinking, am I praying enough? You know, like I don't, you know, sometimes when you pray, you're like, Lord, am I praying enough? I mean, I'm praying, but is it enough?
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Because you know, we know that the Bible tells us, the scripture says, never cease from praying. And
yes.
So it only motivates you and encourages you when things happen in our life. And some things we go through bring a sad heart. But even in that, sometimes you say, Lord, you still want me to count it all joy? You want me to smile? You want me to, you know, he understands us. We're his people. He made us. The Bible says he knows every strand of hair that's upon our head. So he knows us.
Yes.
He knows us better than we know ourselves.
Yes.
You know, and so I just give God the glory today, every day, but at this very moment, I just say thank you, Jesus. Even for the things that we face, we go through, we still give God the glory. We give him the
yes.
victory. You know, because we got the victory.
Amen.
It may not look like it. You know, it may be someone tuning in even right now. And Kimberly, I want you to jump in and share, but it may be someone tuning in right now saying, Lord, I'm at my lowest of lows. It's like my back is up against the wall. I don't know which way to turn. You may have been facing one thing after another this week, the week starting out. It's like, it's Tuesday. It's like, man, I'm getting hit here, hit there. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. You know, your problem may not be like the next person's problem. Your problem may
yes.
be even sickness. You may be going through a terminal illness. Whatever it is, give it to God.
Yes.
Give it to God, the one that reigns and rules and owns all the heavens and all the earth. Turn it over
yes.
to God. You know,
yes.
this flesh wants to handle things on its own sometimes. You know,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes we go through life battles and we like, man, you know, we want to help God out. And God
yes.
said, No, I don't need any help. All I want you to do is turn it over to me. I can handle it. We can't handle what God can handle. So
yes.
I just give God the glory tonight. I give him praise, and I thank him. I'm not going to over-talk. I want my sister to share, and I know that she got and put some things on her heart. But we're just two humble young women who are striving, because we're not perfect. We're not perfect at all. But the only way we can be perfect is in Christ Jesus. But we're not perfect. We're not perfect, you all, by no means. But we're striving to live for him and to encourage his people, to
yes.
be a blessing to his people, to encourage you. So we just
yes.
give God the glory that he has put us here to be a blessing. And all the time it's not about monetary blessings. Sometimes it's you. Hey, you encourage somebody. You get them a word. Somebody may be walking with their head down. You know, it's okay to, you know, say, hey, you know, it's gonna be okay. You know, walk up to them. You know, it's gonna be okay. Everything gonna be all right. You know,
yes.
maybe that's all they need to hear. Some people
yes.
just need to hear it's gonna be all right. And
mm-hmm.
and even though and some people's problems may be financial, and it may be a point where you be like, oh, okay, I feel like if God has blessed us and has blessed you financially, and you know somebody that even is in need, help them. You may not be able to help them like get everything done, but be a blessing to them. You know, be a blessing. Because listen, when we leave this world, we can't take nothing with us. After
Amen.
We leave here, it's all over with. It's done.
Amen.
I don't care what you got in the bank. I don't care what you got here in your house, under your mattress, under your floor, in the closet. I don't care where it is. The Bible says these things are corrupt. They're going to be left back here.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to take, we won't be able to take anything with us when we leave. So why not be a blessing to someone that's less fortunate. A blessing to someone that may not have a warm bed, or may not have a light, or may not have a roof over their head. They may not have food to eat. Just be a blessing in some kind of way. Because, you know, we can say all day long, you know, you walk up to somebody trying to minister to them and they're hungry. You know, first, you need that. We're going to feed their spirit with the word, but the natural man needs feed. They can listen. They will listen to you a little bit longer if you gave them something to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to get in the way of my sister. I just wanted to encourage the listeners tonight, those who are tuned in right now, and those who will come back and listen to the show. Be encouraged. Mm-hmm. Don't let anything that you're facing at this particular hour in your life get you down. Don't let it sit. Depression, oppression, all of that is not of God. That's of the enemy. Hold your head up and know that God is God, and he got your back.
Yes.
He would never, his word declares, he said, I would never leave you, neither would I ever forsake you. God would never forsake his own. So I pray that what I've shared in this little time frame has been a blessing to those who are listening right now. And I'm going to yield my time right now and let my sister speak, because I know she has something on her heart she would like to share as well.
Oh, you're doing a fabulous, fabulous job. I always say I got to get the chain out and bring her back in.
I love it.
But it's okay. I'm enjoying it. Everything happens for a reason. And like you said it all in a nutshell. Sometimes the things we go through, that we should know there's a lesson in it. God is trying to show us something out of it. Sometimes we don't understand when we're in that moment and it's happening right then. But he always have the right people at the right time to say a right now word. To smooth over what the enemy come to do, because the enemy, what he comes to do, what did the word of God tell us?
Mm-hmm.
Steal, kill, and destroy.
And destroy.
So when he has done those three things, he's done what he came to do. But when you don't let him take your joy in the midst of what you are dealing with, oh my God, God have the right people that are assigned to that particular situation that will speak life back into something that the enemy tried to kill. And I just give God the glory, the praise, and the honor, because we're not the only ones that face trials or go through storms. We're human. As long as we're on this earth, we're going to go through something. But we got to have a word of God that's hidden in your heart.
Yes.
That you can quote the scripture of the word of God. You know, I shall live and not die. You know, this is the form that I'm being tested in, but God is getting the glory out of it. So I feel good. I feel real good tonight. I really do. I feel the devil, he only win when you give in. The devil only win when you give him what he wants. But when you go back to the word of God, he's trying to throw fists and I'm throwing the word. He's throwing curse words or whatever. If he's trying to pull you down, what you gonna do? You gonna say, you know what? I am a child of the King. I know who I am. I know what I've been assigned and called to do. You cannot have me, Satan. You can not have my mind. You can't have my joy. I will stand on his word and his promise. I'm more than a conqueror. We quote the things that God have already left behind for us. The instruction he gave us, the book. So if we can just go in the book and do work, even when we can't find a friend, when somebody's not even there or available to use that word, you gotta have a word hidden in your own heart. So
your own heart.
Try to test you, especially when he know we're going somewhere, but he can't stop the hand of God when he's already He's already sealed it. It's already done. He can't stop what God has promised. He can't. Now, he might try some stuff either, but he cannot stop what God has promised.
He can't stop it. He can't stop it. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I give him the glory.
No matter what he no matter what he do, he can't stop it.
No matter what he says,
he cannot stop it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No matter what he do, no matter what he say, nothing can stop the plan and the hand of God that's over your life.
You
hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I get excited because I know without him, we would be nothing. Without him, we couldn't do nothing. Without God, I wouldn't even have my being. But with
God,
he makes all things possible. I don't care who say, oh, they talk about God so much, and oh, they just no. If you don't know my story, you don't know our story, you don't know my life story. When we were in the world, I was up. When we were like, we were not. I'll say this for my personally, I haven't always did everything I'm supposed to do. I have not always lived the way I'm supposed to live. I not always did obey God. But when God come into your heart and you get saved for real, God will change your heart and give you a new heart. That's what it, thank you, Holy Ghost. So many people just need a new heart, not a physical surgery, but a spiritual surgery.
My God.
So many people need God to work on their heart.
Yes.
You're holding bitterness in your heart, evil in your heart, malice in your heart, unforgiveness in your heart. And you holding on to things that have been embedded and sealed in your heart for over years and months and years. And you won't let it go. And that's why most people are sick. That's why you go through so much sickness in your body. That's why you go through so much turmoil in your body, because there's unforgiveness buried in your heart that you won't let go and forgive.
Yes.
Life is too short to hold on to unforgiveness. And, you know, I can only testify for me and share from my own life experiences and what God has done for me. And I know that my sister has so many countless testimonies herself. But when you've been through things in life and you, I just say this, Kimberly and I were raised, and I thank God how our mother and father raised us. I thank God for that. I thank God for how we were raised. And it's about love. I don't care what you do, how many times you go to church, or you can go to church 7 days a week, 24/7, 24/7. You can go to church literally every day, every day of the week. I don't care what you do. You can open your Bible and read it from Genesis to Revelation. You can quote every scripture in the Bible. But the Bible says if you do not love, you get up and you can speak in tongues and unknown tongues, and you can lay hands on the sick and all these spiritual things. But if you don't have love, you have nothing. If you don't have love in your heart, you have nothing.
Oh, my God.
The Bible, the Word of God tells us that love is the greatest gift of every gift.
Yes.
I don't care what you got. I don't care how many cars you own. I don't care how many houses you got. I don't care how much money you got in your bank account. If you do not have love in your heart and ask God to get that out of your heart, all that bitterness, that evil and jealousy and malice, and God call your name right now, you're going straight to hell. I'm just telling it like it is. That's the word. You're going to die with all that in you, with unforgiveness in your heart.
We're
living in the time right now that life is, listen, y'all, life is precious. When I sit up and think about how much God, you know, we're nothing. God, the Word of God tells us he have not even dealt with us according to our sins. He hasn't even dealt with us according to what we really been doing. But his grace and his mercy
Yes.
The Bible says he's sufficient.
My God.
I give God the glory tonight because I know that I am not perfect. We are not perfect, and I speak even on behalf of my sister because we're one. We're working as a team. We are not perfect. But guess what? God is forgiving. He's loving. He's merciful. He's kind. He's everything that we cannot be by ourselves. We can't do it without God.
Amen.
So if you get, I don't see how some people can wake up mad, lay down mad. Wake up mad, lay down mad. You wake up with the same attitude every day. It looked like you would lay down and like an alcoholic, you would sleep it off. But you get right back up. You get right back up with the same mess in your heart. You get right back up wanting to hate the same people that have been forgot about what happened or have already got forgiven, and you're too mean to even accept their forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
God is, I'm telling you, the same God that loves us is the same God will come and knock you off your feet.
Mm.
God is not playing with his people.
No, he's not.
It's time to get it right. It's time to stay right. It's time to love. It's time to forgive. It's time to move on. You can't be holding on to what grandma and granddad them did. Everybody got to stand before God on judgment day for themselves. It's going to be a one-on-one meeting with God. One-on-one. Just me and God. You can't stand, your mother can't stand before him for you. Your daddy can't stand before him for you. Your sister, brother, auntie, nobody can stand before God but you. It's going to be and God that day. Just me and him. And listen, I had rather, and I haven't seen a post, but I was thinking about this prior to that. I had rather live my days on this earth fulfilling the God-given assignment that he's given me and doing, striving to live for him and be all I can be for him than to live all my days without God and miss heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather live all the rest of my life on this earth serving a God. And he said, blessed the man that have never even seen me and yet they believe.
Yes. That's the
word. I give God the glory, and I know I've preached, but the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Spirit gets to moving, the God will get to talking, he'll get to speaking, and I just pray tonight that someone was blessed, all by what was shared tonight in this brief moment, because we didn't plan to stay all long, but we say that when God, the Holy Spirit moves, you don't never know how long you're going to be on.
Amen.
But tonight, it wasn't to be about just joint heirs. It's about encouraging and love uplifting the people all over the world. So we just bless God tonight. And we thank everyone for who have supported us and those who left such beautiful comments and heartfelt and warm comments on social media today. God bless you all. We love you all. There's no one that I hate. There's no one that I hate. And listen, it may be somebody out there that may be holding on to something or unforgiveness or whatever, but tonight, before we get off of this radio, before we end tonight, we're going to offer salvation. We pray tonight that if you are not saved, just get to know the God we're talking about. The word of God say you can confess right now, at this very moment, right where you are. I don't care if you're in France, the UK, Africa. You can confess right now and say, Lord, I accept you, and I want to accept you. I desire to accept you as my Lord and my personal Savior. Come into my heart right now, God. Come into my heart, Lord God. Save my soul. Lord, I want to be saved tonight. I want to meet the God and have a relationship with the God that they're talking about tonight. I want to know you, Heavenly Father. When I die, God, I want to rest in your arms. I want to be where you are, God. You can pray that prayer right now. You can confess in Jesus Christ right now, and you are saved. So I wanted to make sure I shared that, and I'll let my sister close it out.
Well, we are just, it's really nothing else to be said, but we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back. We're going to come back.
Okay.
I'm just fooled right now.
I know. You physically fooled me.
But listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back, and we'll do closing remarks. But don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Stay where you are, and we'll be right back right after.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Yeah.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
You got to hear it.
All your job to turn around, say.
You got to listen.
Don't give up. Keep on open on.
All right, and we are back on the Joint Airs Magazine Blog Talk Show. Thank you. We thank everyone of you all for listening in tonight, tuning in all over the world. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. And we thank you. If you want to follow Joint Airs Magazine, you can follow us on all social media platforms. You can go to Facebook. We're on Joint Airs Magazine Media. Joint Airs Magazine Behind the Scenes. We're on IG under JH Magazine, I believe it is. We're on Twitter as well. And you can also find us on TikTok, Joint Airs Magazine, Erica Hitson. So we appreciate everyone. We thank you. We thank you for taking our time to click the link. We thank you for taking our time to listen to the show. And for going back, for all the listeners that will come back and listen to the show, we appreciate you. And even sharing the show to other listeners all over the world. This means a lot to us. We don't take it lightly. We say thank you. Most importantly of all, we give God the glory and the praise and the honor for allowing us to have this platform to share with you guys what's going on the Joint Airs Magazine radio show. Tonight has been a good show, and we are extremely excited, and we're extremely excited to get on tonight. And we hope that you enjoyed your show. We hope that you had a good, that you, there was something that was inspiring, uplifting, encouraging to you as well. So we thank you guys. Well, follow us on social media, Erica Hitson, Kimberly Williams from Joint Airs Magazine. Thank you all so much. I want you to, if you want to say anything else, Erica?
No, you said it all, sis. We're just glad that you all took time to tune in to us tonight and listen. God bless each and every one of you all. Keep praying for us as we continue to pray for you all. And we pray that tonight be blessed. Everyone have a blessed night and sleep well and continue on in Jesus' name.
Joint Airs Magazine.